You take an antenna and you put it on the pole and you say, what is the goal? I want to go down the block 1,000 feet and provide coverage for a phone call. How much power does it require? 0.1 watt. In fact, it'll do better than that. 0.1 watt will go down the block 0.5 mile. It'll give you 5 bars on a cell phone and everyone can make a call. That's what it does. You don't have to sign up for any of this data stuff. There's no preemption for it. And if your town doesn't want it, just say that's not it. That's not cool for us. Because we get a chance to limit the effect of radiated power because we have local police powers to protect the quiet enjoyment of streets. The quiet enjoyment of streets is a completely separate concept from microwave radiation guidelines. It has nothing to do with it. It is basically saying we have the ability to define for ourselves our local values of what is the appropriate amount of effective radiated power that would give us quiet enjoyment. And now you get to set whatever guideline you want. It is not constrained at all to a microwave radiation guideline. So I would go right back to the FCC rules and say, you know, people live somewhere between 25 and 100 feet from each other, and so that's why the FCC puts a cap on how much power a wireless router can actually output. And say, what is that cap? 0.1 watt. That's it. Because they don't want your wireless router to interfere with anything in your neighbor's house or out there in the environment. And they also tell you, in the little pamphlet that comes with your wireless router, you can't put it outside. Because it will interfere. Because it will go down the block 0.5 mile. That's it. That's all you need. So instead of a 4-foot antenna, bring back a 4-inch antenna. Instead of 28 cubic feet of a power supply, bring back a power supply the size of your hand, just like a BC wireless router that you might buy at Best Buy or Costco or some other place. This is what your town can do. And you can say, hey, we're not prohibiting service. We're not keeping you from placing, constructing, and modifying. What we are saying is you have to hit this power limit, and you have to use that power limit, and we're not going to give any more because we're serious about global warming, and we're serious about being green. And we're not going to just, you know, let you put effective radiated power all over the place, anywhere you want. No. We get a chance to protect the quiet enjoyment streets. Hey, if you want to do video and gaming and all that stuff, hey, that's cool. We'll let our people jack in at the bottom of the pole and get fiber optic access to that. And that way you can sell them that kind of a subscription by wire. But it's a fair rule. It's an even rule and applies to everybody. So we're doing the right thing. We're not prohibiting service. We're allowing you to come in. We're allowing you to place, construct, and modify. We're just finally regulating the operations, as we always should have, because we need speed limits, seat belts, and airbags for wireless. That's what this is. That's all we need is reasonable regulations to provide phone calls. That's all we got to do here, and protect the quiet enjoyment of streets. And the beauty of all this is if you do that and you set those limits, two great things happen. Number one, you get much smaller equipment. Therefore, it's not as ugly. Good. What else happens? Oh, you don't have to even worry about the microwave radiation guideline. You have no chance of exceeding that. We don't have to talk about that. Don't have to measure it. Don't have to do anything. That's great. We're never getting close to that. What's the third beautiful thing? Well, you know, you're trying to screw us and only get $200 or $300 per year per pole for revenue. Well, we've kind of lost our ability to make money. But now we can get smart, and we can actually make a lot of money off of you, because we know you make $160 billion a year. We know that. So here's how we're going to do it. Because we passed the local law, we're also going to set up a lovely three strikes and you're out program. Have you heard about this, Steve?
No.
This is great. You make good money. Everybody who's listening, if you have a piece of paper in front of you, it's simple. Just put in one column, number one, number two, number three, because these are three strikes and you're out. After number one, you're going to want to put $25,000. After number two, you're going to write down $50,000. And after number three, you're going to write down $100,000. This is how it works. We're going to look at the right vertical, horizontal, and power output for this particular antenna. And if this one's going in close to where people are, meaning it's either on a building or it's in the public rights-of-way or it's lower than 100 feet from the ground, well, it's going to fall into our power output limit. and we're going to dial up. Maybe a few times we'll let you have a little more power and a few times a little less, but let's just call it 0.1 watt. Well, good. I know how to go down to the hardware store and buy a $5 fuse because that's our new sheriff in town. It's expensive to hire a person to run around with a meter. It's cheap to actually put a fuse on every pole because the electricity going to the radio will have a fuse going to it. And the minute you pull too much electricity, well, that fuse will pop. And then your power will shut down. And then you got to come into the city and fill out a form and request that we replace the fuse because it's under our lock and key. And we'll tell you, great, we'll get out there within a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's okay. These are all ancillary. They're not critical. Don't worry. We'll get to it in a couple of weeks. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, three strikes and you're out. We'll do it this time, but, you know, be careful. Don't blow it again. $25,000, please. All right, then. Keep on going. Oh, we get a bunch of stuff going on for New Year's Eve, and a whole bunch of people want to do video, and so somehow they pop that fuse again. Oh, too sad, too bad, too sad. Well, tell you what, we got another fuse here. We will go out and put it in. This one's going to cost you $50,000. Thank you very much. Hey, but don't do it again, because the third time you're out. Oh, here we are, Valentine's Day. Boom, it popped again. Well, tell you what, your chances are over. I will take $100,000 from you, and you've lost your permit. Feel free to come in the next 2 weeks to remove your equipment, and if you don't, we will remove it ourselves and sell it in the open market. I just made $175,000. I'm a city. I'm smart.